This is Train for Trades Guild Radio with Tom Jinks.
Hello, I'm Howard Griffin. I'm from Leicester and I'm on the plumbing course and I'm on week three.
And Howard's here now. Hi, Howard.
Hello, how are you, Tom?
Good, thank you, Howard. So, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I've always been self-employed.
What have you been self-employed as?
Building.
So you've decided to take up plumbing then?
That's right.
Have you always had that interest in plumbing?
Yeah, when I first left school, I'd done a year's apprentice plumbing. And then I changed that to go onto a different job, money reasons. Because a few years back, the apprenticeships weren't all that well paid. But there used to be a five-year course. And you used to get about £5 a week. So I'm going back a few years.
So you mentioned, obviously, you did it a few years ago. Why did you decide to go back then?
I've always done a bit of plumbing here and there. You know, I've always kept my hand in involved. But now, how things are nowadays, you're going to have your city and guilds, you know, to pass your jobs off sooner or later. It's going to become legal requirement. So I've decided to, better myself in my skills as well and my CV.
Definitely. So you mentioned you work in the building industry at the moment. Yeah. Tell us a bit about that. What's your job like now?
Rubbish. There ain't no work about it at the minute. There's not a lot at all. And it's mainly for, as I say, it's mainly for trade skills, which if you haven't got a trade behind you, then you really are struggling. So you're better off to do this sort of thing and get something behind you so you can, you know, go in and say, yes, I'm a qualified plumber or qualified electrician, etc.
So, Howard, you're someone that's decided to retrain. Mm-hmm. What have you got any sort of advice you would give to someone who's just starting out now and thinking of doing what you're doing? Have you got any advice for them?
Yeah, go for it, 100%. Especially the younger you are, because there ain't a lot of work out there at the moment. And, you know, the younger you are, the more you can get behind you, the more qualifications you get behind you, you know, the more chances you've got of getting different jobs. And you don't have to just work on one job. Like, you don't have to just become a plumber. You can become a plumber electrician. You can do anything nowadays. You know, you can do several.
So let's talk a bit about your practical training, which we're on now. How have you found it so far?
Absolutely brilliant.
You're on your third week, I understand.
That's right, yeah.
What have you been doing in those 3 weeks then?
Well, we've been doing a lot of soldering of pipes, learning the techniques in soldering, fitting bathroom suites. It's all mainly practical. Today we're putting radiators on, you know, doing bending on low carbon steel. Quite a lot, in actual fact.
So, Howard, what are your plans then when you've finished your course?
Well, when I've finished the course and I'm passed everything, hopefully, which I'm sure I will, I plan to go self-employed as a builder, plumber. Well, it'll be plumber, builder then. Because I still have my qualifications as a plumber then. You know, just doing my own thing, basically.
So if you had to basically sum up then, so far, the whole course, your practical training you've been on, and your whole experience so far, what would you say?
The theory is, there's a bit more involved in the theory. That's a bit more difficult, but, you know, it's got to be difficult to, you know, you've got to have some sort of education to get through it, ain't you, I suppose. But it's made easier, so everyone can understand it. And, you know, the more you practice, the easier it gets, simple as that. Same with everything.
That's great, Howard. Thank you for joining us.
For more information, please visit www.trainfortradeskills.com.